feel ready again. I miss you very much. Today is Tuesday, and first we went to the office, and then now we are at the recording studio. We went to the office and then we went to see a film, sort of a lousy animation film, but then we saw the Tiny Tim, little plug on Tiny Tim, and Johnny Carson show or something. That was very good. And then we came to the studio. Pat told me on the phone that there's a little review on John and my show at the Art Slam. It was on the Observer briefing or something, Sunday Observer. And also Anthony Fawcett called and said that we have to meet to give a statement for this national sculpture show or something that John and I'm going to be in. Also, John told me that this record album or something that we're going to make probably has to either be under my name only or like Doris and Peter or something like that, you know, changing name and all that. But I don't like either idea, so just terrible, I think, if that happens. I'd rather just make private record, that limited edition record that you just give out to friends, maybe 50 of them or something like that, and keep quiet publicly than do that, because it's a kind of sentiment thing. But also, if it's done publicly, the message is so beautiful that actually it's not a kind of thing that should be kept privately, because the message is going to be so beautiful that the unfinished bit and all that, that it's going to sort of light up the world, especially with two of us naked, taken with a fisheye camera and all that. Just that message is beautiful. But it's such a drag, and well, the fact that I don't like the idea of Doris and Peter kind of thing, because simply the names are not nice, as Yoko Ono or John Lennon. Not the name value, but the names. Well, it's the name value too. I mean, like Yoko Ono or John Lennon means like just rebels or something. There's a dream to the name, and that has to come across too. So that, I don't know, it's such a drag, because whenever I say something like that, I have to sort of still worry that, hell, I don't have to worry, because I'm sure John understands me by now. But, like, if his name means something, then I want to use it or something. But if anything, that's not what it is at all. If anything, because that would be detrimental to me. All the girls are going to be, I don't know, I just can't imagine what it's going to be like, but it's going to be hell for sure, for some reason or other. Like they would all hate me or something. Like in the Art Lab scene. But the Art Lab scene, it turns out that was cleared, I understand. That they're starting to feel much better about us because of the pieces. Because the pieces are so nice, and they started to understand that. Which is really nice, I think. Betty Pippin and those people apologized to me, actually, on the phone. Because they started to understand. And that's very nice. I think that pieces speak for itself, in a way. And also our attitude would speak for itself, too. Like now they more or less sort of sense my attitude, which is like, actually, I couldn't care less. You know, that's the feeling, and I couldn't care less is the kind of feeling. This is the unfinishedness and all that. That's the most important thing, that I care. Because the message of that is almost close to John's seed piece. In other words, seed piece is like the most unfinished piece, sort of waiting to grow. And my unfinished pieces are that, just precisely that. But the nice thing about John's piece is that there's no melancholy about it. I mean, a seed is going to grow. But my unfinished piece rather has a melancholy about it too. Like, and that's maybe good, but these days I think I like John's positiveness much more than that kind of melancholy. But I'm very, very happy now, and I'm just sort of scared. If I can get over this scary feeling, then everything's going to be all right. The reason why I'm so scared is because it seems almost unbelievable. I can't believe it. That's what it is. I just can't believe it. And yet, I can't go back. There's no way of turning back. Well, those are the things that sort of make me feel so scared. Every day I think, oh, it can't be, it couldn't be like that. I mean, today it's going to be different. I'm not going to miss him at all, and I'm probably going to be turned off something. And it still goes on and on, even when I'm with him, when I'm very near him. And I still miss him with all my senses and all my nerves. And then they say, well, no, well, that's like a fairy story.